The adaptations center around tightly coupling nutrient release with uptake in order to minimize waste, and preventing loss of nutrients once they are absorbed by the plant. The dense mat of fine roots that proliferates on the surface of the rainforest soil is one adaptation for tight nutrient cycling. Fine roots often directly penetrate decaying leaves, often in connection with mycorrhizae. These fungal symbionts, literally translated as mycorrhizae as fungus root, are adept at breaking down recalcitrant tissues in leaf litter and can access especially narrow pores and crevices to extract nutrients from soil before they can leach away. They're particularly important in provisioning phosphorus to plants. To prevent the loss of precious nutrients, plants tend to retain their leaves for a long time. Remember, I had mentioned 3 to 15 months is average, the range of leaf longevity. But to do this, they must defend their leaves with a pharmacopoeia of secondary compounds. In turn, these secondary compounds provide powerful selective forces on the herbivore community that result in complex coevolution and niche partitioning, all tracing back to the fact that rainforest soil is nutrient poor. And lastly, nitrogen fixation is an important way that plants can get enough nitrogen in a soil that's otherwise nutrient poor. Legumes are particularly adept at fixing gaseous nitrogen into usable forms by a symbiotic bacterium that they house in their roots.